Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
It seems to be that most families assume that their children will likely leave Humboldt County in the future, often because of the lack of economic opportunity. It is sad to say that the biggest employer in Humboldt County is government. Local, state, and federal government, in all that it does, employs more people, and not only that, it is expected to be the biggest growth segment over the next 4 years. Government is not a healthy foundation for a strong economy, seeing that it has taken as its primary role to redistribute income through its many welfare programs to all levels of society. The second biggest portion of our economy is illegal drugs. Drugs destroy our future. Despite this fact, many legitimate businesses in Humboldt would have to close their doors without this money, which further emphasizes our need for real economic development. Let's face it, our children need a better economic future to stay in Humboldt County. So what can we do to spur this development? We must be active in our community, active as voters who demand our elected officials and those whom they appoint or hire to reduce the regulations and hindrances to real economic development. Active as citizens who participate in county and city life through supervisor and city council meetings, making our voice heard on every issue that might limit or penalize economic development. Active as consumers who realize the importance of strong local businesses and the value of paying more for the health of our community. Active in working with our own children and the children of others to teach character and hard work through doing meaningful things. Active in finding other individuals and families who are concerned for our children's future and begin thinking how you might start a business or participate in economic development. There are many limits to a strong economy in Humboldt. Limits in infrastructure, limits in redundancy, limits in developable land. But none of those limits stop us from having a strong economy. The most dangerous limits we face are those in the mindset of our society, educational institutions, and families. We must regain an appreciation for hard work and remove ourselves from being dependent. We must no longer steal, but work that we might have something to give to those in need. We must not look to the government to regulate, tax, or fine every business for the so-called safety of our society and environment. We must see that men and women are not the enemies of the environment and deal with real science as the stewards of our children's future. The road to a strong economy in Humboldt is long, but there is hope for Humboldt. This is Robert Upton for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.